Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Stephen's Head of the Morning now, 7:49 here on a Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Shawnee County Attorney files charges against Kansas Representative Steve Watkins alleging voting violations.
Two.
Wichita area officials worried about enough hospital ICU bed space during pandemic.
One.
Another round of layoffs at Textron Aviation. 800 lose their jobs. Three big things, Stephen Ted.
And a look at the traffic here on the Monday morning commute. Traffic running smoothly on Wichita streets at this hour. If we have any traffic tie-ups or accidents, we'll get them passed along to you. Traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
30% chance for early rain, then partly sunny today with a high of 88 degrees. Increasing clouds tonight, the overnight low 70. Thursday partly sunny, tomorrow's high 91. Now cloudy, calm, and 73 degrees. Hey, the Monarch is open. Back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. Some major tech companies are looking to help you get back to class in a way.
Well, let's move on. We have some more phone calls we need to get to. Let's keep the good times rolling.
All right.
Steve McIntosh observing 50 years in Wichita radio today.
All right.
And let's welcome our next special guest, former Wichita State catcher and current financial planner, Spike Anderson.
Spike.
Hello,
good
Spike.
Good morning, Steve and Ted.
Good morning, Spike.
Hey, Steve and Ted.
You think he can hear us?
Can you hear me? I can hear you.
Okay. Start talking, buddy.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
You know, I don't think Ted's even 50 years old yet, is he?
No, no. Yeah.
I'm a baby.
I got socks older than Ted.
Well, I just want to call and say happy anniversary because you're such a generous guy and been sharing the news and entertaining us for 50 years. Pretty amazing.
Well, Spike, I've enjoyed knowing you, had known your dad, loved your dad. We've enjoyed knowing you and having you around. Thank you for being so helpful and thank you for being a listener. We appreciate it, sir.
It's my pleasure. Have a great day. Enjoy it.
Thank you, Spike. Little thank Valley you. Center represent right there for Spike Anderson.
Spike Anderson. Yeah.
Hey, we have another special guest. And I'll let you introduce him, Steve.
All right.
Let's welcome to the program a name from your past, Chuck Schechner.
Ah, Chuck's with us, huh? All right, all the way from Dallas, Texas, where he's...
$700 a month.
Yeah, hello?
Hello? Are you there?
Oh, hey, Chuck here.
Hey, Chuck, are you there?
Yeah, congratulations.
I'm glad to hear that you're calling from that palatial mansion of yours in that gated community down there in Dallas.
I am indeed.
I got to tell you, and I share this with everybody when I talk about radio. And this day when I walked into that, it was so hot that summer, and I walked into that studio at KWBB. Love that. Yeah. I love the station. Love the studios. But
yeah.
I was so scared. And yeah, you didn't. You weren't tough on me. You were patient. And I don't know why the heck you ever hired me. But that's your side of the story. Go ahead.
No, you had the energy. You had energy, and were interested. And obviously, you had a love for radio. I think that was the prime factors.
So you felt like I could actually make something out of what you heard there in that air check, eh?
Absolutely, yeah, that's true. Yeah, Mark Schwartzell leaving, I had a need for somebody, and you came at the right time. Your timing was perfect.
Well, who was our manager? Was it Dale Wood? Was that his name?
Dale Wood, yes, that's right, Dale Wood. Yeah, he was a manager.
Okay, it's interesting, an interesting story, because you and your wife and Shelly and I, we were a young couple, and we hung out together quite a bit when our first children were being born, Charlie and Scott. We'd had some good times there.
Absolutely. Yeah, we did. Those kids grew up for a while together. Then we separated.
Yeah. And then you wound up in Dallas, or at Tulsa.
And then back to Wichita to work for you. And then in Dallas, yeah.
Wasn't that funny? Isn't the way that radio works is never make an enemy, because they'll come back on you, just like you and I. I had a chance at you were talking to Barry Gaston a few minutes ago from KFA. Yeah. I had a chance to hire you back up there and work for us. And then I got to be your boss. And I'll tell you what, I know, as your boss, I know I didn't ask you to do anything. I probably just sat back and said, okay, whatever you want to do, Mr. Schechner, right?
That was a fun time. I enjoyed that gig. That was a lot of fun. We enjoyed it. With Gene Rupp and Susie Hyland, it was fun.
Yeah, and then you got to in Dallas at KRLD. You did helicopter traffic for years, but I think you finally...
I started with KLIF and the Wolf doing helicopter traffic for both those stations, flying morning and afternoon traffic. And back in the days when they actually used helicopters, they're too expensive now. They're like $500 an hour to fly those things.
Whoa!
So they got expensive. That was back then. I don't know what they are now. And then right after the end of the new century, I joined KRLD and CBS Radio. Retired about 5 years ago from CBS Radio.
And you've got to get out of that helicopter because Diane, your wife, said, Chuck, you're not going up there anymore, right?
Well, yeah, that was pretty much it. I've done like 6.5 years of that, and I thought, you know, it's a numbers game. You know, we'd had a couple of close calls with the helicopter, and I thought, you know, I need to be doing something else. So I went back into full-time news.
What's interesting to me is when you started out really in Garden City, wasn't it, in radio? And
correct.
You were out there right after the clutter thing, or a few years after
a couple of years after the clutter thing. So I knew a lot of those people that were involved in that. Went to college with one of the girls' best friends. She and I were in a play together. But, I knew a lot of those people. And matter of fact, because of that, I got to interview Truman Capote when he came to town.
Of course, we're talking about the author of In Cold Blood and the Clutter family out there. So there you go.
Exactly, yeah. So, and I'm sure you can attest to the same thing I say, that it's 50 years of an adventure.
Yeah. I've been thinking about all the people we've entered. You know, one of the first things that we did after I started there was you sent me out to Wichita State University, and you said with a tape recorder, said, you know, the planes crashed in Colorado, and you need to go out there and see if you can get an interview or something. And I did. I got a damn good interview, frankly.
Yeah.
With a woman.
Yeah.
And remember that? That was a big story.
Oh, horrendous. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Horrendous story. Incredible. And it went on and on and on with the cancellation of the football program and the federal hearings into the crash. And it was incredible.
Okay. Now, listen, thanks for giving me a break in radio. I don't know why you did, but God bless you. And my best to Diane and Charlie and the rest of your family, okay?
Give Miss Shelley a big hug.
I will. All right.
All right. Take care, Steve.
Chuck Schechner.
And what's Chuck's relation to you? Once again, the story?
He was the news director at KWBB and gave me my first job.
Okay.
I went in there and made a little tape for him, and then he said, I'll let you know. He had 2 weeks because his guy, his news guy was going into the Navy, Mark Schwartzell. And so, you know, I called him back a couple of days later. Anything yet? No, I haven't. Anyway, he kept stalling a little bit. And then finally, I guess he just got tired of me calling him. Said,
well,
all right, come on in.
Nice.
Nice man.
Good to hear from him.
Very nice man.
We probably should get to a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal.
Yep, we could do that right?
Let's do that quickly here.
All right, Textron Aviation announcing it'll cut 800 jobs. We've been talking about that this morning. The majority of the layoffs coming from its Wichita facilities. The company has previously announced 70 local cuts with a combined nearly 900 layoffs, part of a plan by corporate parent Textron to reduce its total headcount by 2,000 people due to the impact of COVID-19. Governor Laura Kelly announcing this morning just over $6.2 million in federal grants money, awards to state and local jurisdictions in preventing, preparing for, and responding to the coronavirus, as well as funds to support families impacted by domestic violence. And Greg Hand of West Virginia University has been hired by Wichita State University as its Dean of the College of Health Professions. Hand is a professor of epidemiology, medicine, and physical activity and sports sciences at WVU. He will begin in Wichita on September 7th. Wichita Business Journal. Bill Roy's not with us today, but I'll just say this. If he's listening, it's been incredible working with that guy. Isn't he a treat? Bill Roy from the Wichita Business Journal.
Oh, he's great. Okay. Hey, we have another special guest on the line. Let's welcome former Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell.
Uh-oh. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
I have to congratulate Steve and tell everyone that I knew him almost 50 years ago when he was working at Westlink Standard Station. And let me tell you, he's just as sharp now as he was then.
Really? Okay. Did you ever notice the fact that if a pretty girl came driving onto the driveway there for gas, I was the first one out there?
Well, to wash her windshield.
Well, duh. Yeah, Jeff.
Hey, that is quite an accomplishment, Steve, to not only be in radio as long as you have, but be a shining star in radio for 50 years. So congrats, my friend.
All right. Thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure working with you. Thank you, sir.
All right. You all take care.
Former Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. What do you want to do now? Just break? All right. It's 7:59 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.